fierce and fearless. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
You having fun yet? Because I kind of am. Yeah, I'm kind of having a good time, which I appreciate, you know. I do. Facts are a funny thing, aren't they? Kind of just a funny thing. Thank you, Oregon and Louisiana, for proving I'm right again. Moving along now, Jordan Bruneau is a senior policy analyst for the conservative-leaning Becoming American Initiative. And experts say there is no security crisis, some, but there's a simple way to fix migration, and it's not a wall, say some. I'd like to know what that is, because my opinion is this. I don't care what solves it, whether it's a wall or a fence, lasers, razor wire, a ditch, a moat. It doesn't really matter to me. As long as we can control the migration of people into our country and we're able to vet them and make sure that they're people we want in the country. Jordan Bruneau, welcome to the program.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
So, all right. Some experts say there's no security crisis. I don't believe that. I don't think most people believe that based on things that we see and the crimes that are attributed to illegal aliens in our country, the fact that half a dozen terrorists were caught at the border in the last few months. But there are some simple ways to fix immigration, we are told. Like what, for example?
Well, I've been arguing that a Republican solution to this problem that will give Republicans an opportunity to get around this problem and kind of grow their coalition is to put forward the idea that Reagan and Bush and a long line of conservatives really pushed very hard up until about this century, and that is the idea of work visas. So the idea that someone can come in, it's not necessarily something that's going to be a citizenship, but it's something where they can come, they can work in a chicken processing plant, they can work in agricultural fields, or they can work in a high-tech industry like computer programming, work for a few years, go home if they want. This seems to be a solution that will solve so much of the pressure of these economic migrants who want to come to the U.S., who want to pursue a better life, pursue the American dream in the same way that all our grandparents and forefathers did.
So let me ask you this. As you look at these solutions and you look at work visas, isn't that exactly what President Trump was talking about yesterday at the Farm Bureau Convention in Louisiana? He talked about allowing the folks in. He said, you need them here. You got to have them. We need a better system. Isn't that what he's talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. President Trump has actually talked about work visas for a long time. I mean, he talked about it on the campaign, talked about it again yesterday. He mentioned greater access to H-1B visas. And, you know, he has a long history himself of using them at his resorts, at his properties. He's obviously used them to great effect. So we really just like to see the rhetoric meet reality and see him maybe come out and say, okay, here's a proposal to really increase them. Because what seems to have happened is I think he does support them. I think some of his advisors, Stephen Miller, some of the more hardline restrictionists, oppose them, and we talk them back from that when it comes when the rubber meets the road.
When you look at another a caravan heading north, though, another one leaving Honduras in the last 24 hours, headed north with at least 500 people that plan to come to the American border. I don't know if they're going to be. You know what bothers me about it is I see them show up carrying flags of other countries, throwing rocks at our security people and our border guards and so forth, and demanding entry in the United States, where apparently they don't want to assimilate. They want to bring, you know, the beauty of Honduras, the most dangerous country in the Western Hemisphere, they want to bring that to our border, Jordan. It seems foolish to me.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're on the same page in the sense that we all agree that illegal immigration is a problem. I just believe that a Republican, it's up to conservatives, as we are the party of solutions. That we all know the Democrats are going to keep fear-mongering on this and keep trying to use it as a political power wedge tool. And what I worry is that Republicans sometimes are playing into this hand. And I would love to see President Trump come out and the Republicans come out, congressional Republicans come out with a real pro-growth message and say, yes, there's this caravan. They're not all going to be allowed in, but let's try to have some mechanism where the best of them who want to come in and try to pursue a better life can apply, get screened for the terrorism aspect, like you mentioned, get screened for public health, and then immediately start paying taxes and contributing to the economy through their work. And that'll, I think, take up some of this pressure. Whereas the wall...
I think a lot of people agree with you on that, Jordan. I do. I think that's exactly right, because we need, obviously, I'll use Michigan as an example here. We're 9,000 people short in the workforce just for heavy construction, roads, bridges, and so forth, heading into the construction season of 2019. We're 9,000 people short, and we need those people. And some of those people might come from Mexico or Honduras or El Salvador or wherever they may come from around the world, but they need to come through in a process, and I agree with that. And securing the border, it could be a wall, a fence, a razor wire, a ditch, a moat. I don't care, as long as we don't have people just rushing through with guns, drugs, and kids under their arms. I mean, that's what's got to stop. That's the real humanitarian crisis. Plus, if we have a better visa program, those folks can send money back to their countries and help build a better country where they came from. And maybe it improves the entire lot of the Western Hemisphere.
Absolutely. I think this is a policy proposal that really gets at the symptom, that really gets at the underlying problem of illegal immigration. There's always going to be this draw. America is a draw for so much of the world. Our economy is so strong thanks to conservative policies like tax cuts, like deregulation. You know, we have 3% growth. That's incredible for even the developed world. So this will get to the underlying problem, whereas I argue and I worry sometimes when President Trump talks, that we're just talking about the symptom of the problem, just pure stopping, which isn't going to stop the next caravan. It isn't going to stop desperate people from trying to come.
No, and they are desperate people, and I appreciate that. The problem is some of those people earlier in life, out of desperation, joined gangs, began running drugs, began involving themselves with human trafficking. So desperation turned them into criminals. And I'm sorry, but yes, that disqualifies you from coming here. Legally. And we don't want you here. We don't want MS-13. We don't want human traffickers. We don't want people that are running guns and drugs and all the rest. But for those that can get here relatively unscathed, I think we should welcome them on a merit-based system for jobs, if they want to be here on a work visa, and for citizenship, potentially. I'll give you the last word.
Absolutely. It sounds like we're 100% on the same page here when it comes to policy. I would just end with the political point. We're seeing how Democrats are moving farther and farther to the left. I mean, you have Ocasio Cortez talking about 70% tax rates. You have Castro, who announced last week, talking about maybe 90%. The country, it's too important for the country to keep Republicans in control of the three benches of government. And I worry that if President Trump turns the party too much from its proud pro-growth roots to kind of anti-immigrant in the eyes of, say, suburban women, which happened in the last election.
Well, we need to get our messaging straight.
Republicans first.
They need to get their messaging straight. Jordan Bruno, greatly appreciated, senior policy analyst for the conservative leaning Becoming American Initiative. Good conversation, Jordan. Good for being here.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Steve.
All right. Appreciate that. 41 after. You can always go back to the podcast if you heard something exciting or interesting and you want to hear it again. Yeah, the podcast will be there for you. Go check it out. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
If you're ready to lose weight and feel great again, then it's time to do it. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost, is your custom solution to losing those extra pounds. MyPure Health Solutions builds a custom plan just for you. Not a one-size-fits-all, but something designed for you. Find out more by logging on to MyPureHealthSolutions.com or call 616-426-3910. And remember, you can use Flex accounts and health savings accounts too. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it today.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. Pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on. Let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.